Waiting. I think we're live yet. I'm waiting for this sign to come up saying you are now live.
Well, it still takes me offline, but I only see. There we are.
Good afternoon, good morning, and welcome. You are watching Practical German for Airports on Ask Angelica. This is season 5, episode 26, and we are here. If I get the right button. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen. Yes, we are here.
Just to note, if you're watching this before the 21st of April 2024 and you want to sponsor Angelica, just click or scan the QR code. There you are. Right.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to leave that on for a second. So can you tell us more about, well, if we say welcome to the show, and then Ask Angelica, Practical German for Airports, Season 5, Episode 26. Angelica, could you explain all about today's show?
Yes, we've been, in this season, we've been having sort of phrases, or mainly sentences, really, that you may hear or you may use in particular situations. And so I thought, let's do one about airports. I know people will argue, well, everybody speaks English at airports anyway, but I thought it's still nice to have a couple of sentences in German. You never know. Somebody may ask you something who maybe doesn't speak English, and then you can answer them.
Right. Okay. Now, if we come back, first of all, you did say that I was bright, and you are. I don't think you meant bright in terms of intelligence. I'm actually. How's that? That's better. Thank you for reminding me. We've had a bit of a hectic schedule. So, final reminder: if you want to sponsor Angelica for London Marathon, April 21st, 2024, and you are watching this in 2024. Then all you need to do is scan the QR code. Okay, so I've been told to hide that now, which brings us back to here. And I'm going to take the menu off screen, and we're good. Okay, are we going to guess at who Facebook user is? We could do. We know you're watching in the Ask Angelica group. I'm not bright anymore. You can see my face now.
Yeah.
And oh, Corinda.
It's Corinda.
Right. Welcome, Corinda. Nice
Welcome
to see you.
Corinda, yes.
Nice to see you. Okay, we're going to hide that because we know it's Practical German for Airports. Now, the way that this actually works, because we're back to the way we normally are when we're doing this, the way this actually works is Angelica has put together 8 sentences in German and the translation. I'm going to display each of the sentences in turn on the screen. I shall try and read them in German. Angelica will correct me, and then we'll go for the translation. Now, if you want to read them at the same time as I do, then please do. We can't hear you, so you're quite safe. So, ready?
Go on then.
That's go on then. You're impatient. I'm sorry about that. Entschuldigung, wo ist der Check-in Schalter for Lufthansa?
Perfect. Entschuldigung, wo ist der Check-in Schalter für Lufthansa or any other airline?
I've got a perfect, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to shrink myself just a minute. Right. I think we've finished messing about now. Okay. Excuse me. Wo ist, where is, and their check-in shelter, check-in universal around the world, all airports check-in, and shelter is desk, yeah?
Yes, counter, yeah, anything like this, yeah.
Where is the check-in counter for Lufthansa? Okay, so let's go for the translation. Excuse me, where is the check-in counter for Lufthansa? Well, there you go. Right, now, I don't practice, we don't practice these. I set it up and I don't look. That's fair. Because you're seeing these for the first time, just like I am. So, phrase 2. Can ich Ihren Reisepass oder personal Personalausweis sehen.
Yeah, almost right on the pronunciation there. So, kann ich Ihren Reisepass oder Personalausweis sehen?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And just as a reminder, these are random sentences, so it's not a conversation between two people. It's just sentences you might hear.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody does ask you for your Reisepass or Personalausweis. They're actually asking you for your passport or your ID card.
Yeah.
Okay, so the translation is, can I see your passport or ID card? Phrase 3. Ihr Flug nach Berlin ist leider verspätet.
Yeah.
Oh.
We've had a few of those. Ihr Flug nach Amsterdam ist leider verspätet, haven't we?
We have, yes. I don't know. We used to, everything used to run on time. Used to. In our memories, it did.
In the good old days.
In the good old
days. All the trains and all the planes went on time. Yes, that's long ago.
It is, yeah. Around the world, I think. Yeah. Apart from Japan, possibly. I don't know. We'll have to check that afterwards. Ihr Flug nach Berlin ist leider verspätet. So your flight to Berlin is delayed. Unfortunately, yeah, delayed.
We're being polite. It's unfortunately be delayed.
Unfortunately. Yeah. I should go back to again. So leider. Yeah. It's unfortunate. Okay. Phrase 4.
This is a long one. Oh, it's fitting all in there. Good.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Okay. Bitte legen Sie Ihr Handgepäck zur Sicherheitskontrolle auf das Förderband.
Yeah. Bitte legen Sie Ihr Handgepäck zur Sicherheitskontrolle auf das Förderband. The good thing is at airports, you just follow what everybody else is doing. And there is a lot of sign language, you know, they go like that or anything like this. So even if you did hear this sentence, I think while there, you would know exactly what you need to do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But if they said this, then they'll be saying, please put your hand luggage on what? Conveyor belt. Conveyor belt.
Yeah.
Förderband. I'm sorry. No.
Förderband is the conveyor belt.
Oh, right.
So on the conveyor belt is auf das Förderband.
Yeah.
Zur Sicherheitskontrolle.
Sicherheit.
Why do we put them on the conveyor belt? Why do we put our hand luggage in those little boxes on the conveyor belt? What are they doing?
So it can be checked.
Yeah, they're doing security screening.
Ah, right. Sicherheit
is security and Kontrolle is control.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go for the English translation. Translation number 4, place your hand luggage on the conveyor belt for security screening. Okay, so I did a half guess there. Right, phrase 5. Könnten Sie mir bitte sagen, wo sich das Gate 8 befindet?
Well done, because when I read these through earlier on, I read, könnten Sie mir bitte sagen, wo sich das Gate 8 befindet? I got straight into English mode. Because gate is used as in gate, yeah. But of course, it's 8. So well done. Extra point for you.
Thank you. Thank you. I welcome the extra point. Okay. Könnten Sie mir bitte sagen, is a polite request. Could you please tell me where gate 8 finds itself?
Where it is. We would say where it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you tell me where gate 8 is? Because, I mean, we were going through Dubai airport, and there were hundreds of gates, all in different arms of the airport, and we would have asked, but everybody spoke English, which is funny.
Luckily we just followed the crowds, didn't we? Especially when they told us to go from one gate to the other. Somebody at the beginning knew where that new gate was, and everybody else just followed. And luckily, they were right.
If you're not sure, follow the person in front. Phrase six. Ihr Flug nach Berlin ist jetzt zum Einsteigen bereit.
Ja, Ihr Flug nach Berlin ist jetzt zum Einsteigen bereit.
Your flight to Berlin is now ready for boarding.
Ja.
Wow, I impressed myself there. okay, I just need to come down here. Your flight to Berlin is now ready for boarding. Oh, all these German lessons on Thursday nights, you know. All right, phrase eight. Wir bitten Ihr Verständnis für Ihr Sicherheitsmaßnahmen.
Wir bitten Ihr Verständnis für die Sicherheitsmaßnahmen.
Right, now we had Sicherheit earlier, which is security.
Yeah.
And Namen, no, it's not name, is it?
No, it's not. Maßnahmen, that's the word, which Maßnahmen are measures.
Are for security measures.
Yeah. So it could be anything really. Then sometimes they have some extra security measures. Yeah. So they may ask for your what's Verständnis?
Ich verstehe. Verstanden. We ask for your understanding.
That's it.
Security measures.
Yeah.
Okay. And the final phrase today is phrase eight. Wir hoffen, Sie hatten einen angenehmen Flug.
Yep, wir hoffen, Sie hatten einen angenehmen Flug.
We hope you have an enjoyable flight.
Enjoyable. Yeah, anything like that. Exactly.
Right, what happens now? Simple and straightforward. Angelica is going to read the German perfectly. I'm going to read the English almost perfectly. And we're going to go back to the beginning so you can go through these phrases. If you've got any questions, please do ask. You can ask either on the video in the comments, or you can go into the groups.
Okay. And of course, if you watch it afterwards, you can always type a message. Like if you see it on YouTube, you can still type a message and I will reply.
Indeed. First one.
Entschuldigung, wo ist der Check-in-Schalter für Lufthansa? Any other airline also available?
Excuse me, where's the check-in counter for Lufthansa?
Kann ich Ihren Reisepass oder Personalausweis sehen?
Can I see your passport or ID card?
Ihr Flug nach Berlin ist leider verspätet.
Your flight to Berlin is unfortunately delayed.
Bitte legen Sie Ihr Handgepäck zur Sicherheitskontrolle auf das Förderband.
Right. And Förderband is conveyor belt. We know that now. Please place your hand luggage on the conveyor belt for security screening. Next phrase.
Könnten Sie mir bitte sagen, wo sich das Gate 8 befindet?
Could you please tell me where Gate 8 is? Next.
Ihr Flug nach Berlin ist jetzt zum Einsteigen bereit.
Your flight to Berlin is now ready for boarding.
Wir bitten Ihr Verständnis für die Sicherheitsmaßnahmen.
We ask for your understanding regarding the security. Measures.
Wir hoffen, Sie hatten einen angenehmen Flug.
Right, just a minute. Just a minute. I just want to go. All right, okay, I'll come back to it in a minute. Which is, we hope you had a pleasant flight. Just want to come back to this. Just give me a minute. Just so you can actually see it properly. I'm going to take that off screen. So hide that and put this on screen. What it actually said was, we asked for your understanding regarding the security measures. Okay, making that correct. Now, if I bring this on screen, okay, German tense is the past tense. Angelica, would you like to tell us more about it?
Yes, we've been sort of at the end of each program, we've been talking about, or I've been talking about either a cause or something or other. And I thought this would be a good reminder about the past tense course, online course that I have. Because if you are going to Germany on holidays, well, it's more like when you're coming back. So you're at the German airport and you're on your way back, and somebody asks you, oh, where have you been? Or what did you do? You need past tense answers. And if you can't quite remember again how they do them, this is the perfect course because it covers everything. It covers the perfect tense, the imperfect tense, the pluperfect tenses. It tells you when to use haben or sein. It tells you about irregular and regular verbs and separable verbs. How do you use them in the past tense? It comes with a workbook. It comes with quiz questions. It comes with, oh, I'm just trying to think now. There's so much in there. Monthly live sessions, one a month. And also, we now also have a German learners community, so where you can ask questions directly and get answers, of course, or maybe even get answers from somebody else, not just me. So there's a lot there, and you will be perfect in the perfect tense.
Indeed. And all you need to do to be in the private group is to buy one of Angelica's courses and you'll get an invitation. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Exactly so. Right, let's catch up with Corinda. Is that TSA? Not sure, Corinda.
Don't know what that means.
Oh, no. And next one. More homework. Hope you are doing your homework, Corinda. And where can people get on Amazon?
Oh, I guess he means the course. No, you can get that via my website, but I will also put the link underneath the video once it's all live and ready. But otherwise, if you go to my website, angelicasgerman.co.uk, there is a tab which says online courses, and that's where all my online courses are, including the perfect tense or past tense one.
In fact, there are courses which take you from beginner to advanced.
Yeah.
Well, they're not.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. And thank you for the questions, Corinda.
Yes, thank you.
Basically, let's just even this screen up a bit. If you're watching us and you've got the replay and it's before the 21st of April, 2024, you can sponsor Angelica. Angelica is doing London Marathon, 26.2 miles on April 21st in London. You just got the map today and you got your number.
I've got my number now. Yeah, we looked at the flyover as well, didn't we? And it
You
made
did.
me tired just watching the flyover.
No, and it's just over 2 weeks away.
Yeah,
So
that's
we have one more show before then, don't we?
Yes, we have one on the, I've written the date down, on the 19th.
Right, we're back on the 19th. Angelica, would you like to close the broadcast?
Yeah, well, thanks for watching. I hope you enjoyed it, whether you've watched it live or whether you found this video somewhere at a later date. And I hope to see you again in 2 weeks' time. And until then, it's tschüss for me.
Und tschüss von mir. Bye for now.